Now, you all, the family, know how much I love them. I pastor most of the family, and I'm so thankful for Donna and for Lewis. Lewis has been with me over 30 years. Never give no problem. Always walked in love. And really was an assistant to my ministry for many years. He helped me in many ways. He was always there. So I'm not going to let nobody else preach this funeral. I heard all those words, but that's fine. But I'm designed to preach this funeral. I'm going to ask you prayerfully. Now, we're going to be a little longer than I thought we were because it's 11:37 now. But I'm going to do what I have to do. Because Lewis had chosen me to be his pastor. And so I have some things to say. So I want you to be prayerful with me. I believe the Lord want to minister to Donna and to the rest of the family. Dan been with me a long time. I have a powerful word from God. Powerful word, but you got to have somebody to receive it. Okay. I believe the word is going to be for everybody who's here. I think that everybody here who have been through this, it's a physical separation. But when you know the spiritual part, it helps. Okay. The word of God, nothing the word of God can handle. What I say? The word of God can handle this and give you comfort and give you direction. And I'm just going to let him talk to us a few minutes. Father, we thank you so much for your presence in this place. Your precious people are here. They're here to share with families and loved ones. May your word be directed to their hearts and to their minds. There are some here who need to hear your word for the situation they're dealing with now. So I know your word can address every situation, heal bodies. Let people be healed here today. Let miracles take place and signs and wonders. You still are Almighty God, and you're alive and well. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. Touch Donna, touch the rest of the family, touch them in a special way. Give them the comfort they need. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. A very powerful passage of scripture. God gave me a message when I started praying about today. In Philippians chapter 3, I'll read two powerful verses, and then I'll give you the message for Lewis' life and what's going on right now. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, those of you who have your Bible, your phone, or whatever, to follow along with me. It's very important because you're going to need this in the future. In Philippians 3:10, the Apostle Paul said that I may know him. How many of y'all know him? Some people know about him. But I want to know who in here know him. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in fellowship. Have he ever talked to you? Have you ever had a conversation with him? Have he ever touched you? You're on your knees and you felt his hand on your shoulder. Yeah, I know him, you know. Yeah. That I may know him. And now notice this, the power of his resurrection. Now how many know he got up? How many of y'all know Jesus rose from the dead? The power of his resurrection. The power, not just his resurrection. It's going to hit you today. You can sit here contrary to why I don't listen, but the power of the resurrection is going to hit this place today. I I may know him, number one, and the power of his resurrection, number two. Here's number three, and the fellowship of his suffering. We go through some things down here. And being made conformable unto his death. Now the Bible says in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then the Bible says this in that 21st verse of Galatians 2:20, I will not frustrate the grace of God. The grace of God is upon us today. The favor of God, the love of God. And the 11th verse says, if by any means, now notice this real strong, because the message he gave me directly for Lewis, I'm going to give it to you. I never preached this before. It wasn't for nobody else. It's for Lewis. Look at verse 11. If by any means, I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of the dead. Now, there's another scripture that we need to look at, Hebrews 12:2. And then I'll tell you what the Lord wants me to do. Hebrews 12:2. Very strong scripture. I can read that. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That means Lewis is not finished. For the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Oh my goodness. And is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, in addressing this homegoing, I heard these words. He died wearing a resurrection anointing. I know you never heard that before. I never heard it either. He died wearing a resurrection anointing. What happens when a man dies wearing a resurrection anointing? Death recognize him and know that it can't hold him in the grave. Ooh, glory to God. We must give this answer today. If a man die, should he live again? We must give this answer today. If a man die, shall he live again? The blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit says yes with a supernatural voice. The Bible is a supernatural voice. The Bible don't respect circumstances. Not even death can stop the Bible from talking. Our God is a supernatural God. Our Jesus is a supernatural Jesus. Our Holy Spirit is a supernatural spirit. It does not respect circumstances and situation, sickness and disease. Not even death can shut God up, because God got all power in his hand. There's no force, there's no man, there's no woman, there's no committee, there's no power, there's no structure can stop the power of God. In the next 10 minutes, I expect that power to hit in here like never before, that everybody in here be touched by that power, that the whole Perkins family be touched by this power. Know the battle is not over. Lewis is not dead, he is asleep. When you go to bed at night and you go to sleep, you expect to wake up in the morning. The morning got to come for Lewis. He's going to rise up out of that grave. I wouldn't serve a God that could handle it on this side. Because of revelation, relationship, and a receptive heart, my brother and son is fully covered for a time like this. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 11 for a few moments. Then I'll get to dealing with those two sisters whose brother had died. And the Lord had a word for them. I believe the Lord got a word for us here today. How many of y'all love when the Lord give you a word? How many of y'all never got a word from the Lord? None of y'all raise your hand. Where y'all at? I said, how many? Oh, good God Almighty. How many of y'all love when the Lord speak to you? The Lord never spoke to you. He's going to speak to you today. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're in a celebration. We ain't going to just be a sad. We got to celebrate. This man knew Jesus Christ, served him for 30 or 40 years, and we're going to sit there like nothing happening? Wow! I'm here to preach today. Celebrate my brother. I love Louis. Louis is just kind, a gentle giant. He just said, yeah, hello, how you doing? He ain't talk about nobody. We're supposed to celebrate today, you see. My goodness. What did I tell him, Tony? What voice I said? You don't remember? Huh? Romans 8:11, yeah. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in me, he that raised up Jesus, Christ from the dead, woo, shall also quicken my mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in me. What is that saying about Lord? The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall raise Lord from the dead. Same power, same Holy Ghost. We're not going to leave you just sad. We're going to leave you aware of the fact that it's not over yet. Turn to John 11:22. Hallelujah. Man, I feel some people pulling with me in here. I love it. People, I love Christians who love the word. We in a celebration here. Lewis wants me to preach up in here. And I'm going to preach. Something's going to happen in here today. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel like shouting right now. I feel like dancing right now. The other man has fought a good fight. Kept the faith. Finish his course in good contact with God. It's not no funeral, it's a celebration. I don't know where to get the word funeral from, but I'm not funeralizing Lewis. It's a celebration. Oh, man, we got our physical separation. You cry and weep, whatever you want to do. But when you switch to your spirit, you know you're not separated. You know it's temporary. Lewis is alive. What I say? Don't be scared to say it. You're a Christian, aren't you? Yeah, you look at this. That's his physical body. Lewis was a spiritual man. I want your children to know that. He's all right. two sisters in trouble. Their only brother had died. And Jesus come to town. And one sister said to him, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it to thee. Look at the next verse. Go to the next verse. Go to the 23rd verse. Jesus said to her, thy brother shall, oh, woo, we ought to shout now. Oh, woo, somebody help me shout here. Thy brother shall, thy brother, Dane, thy brother shall rise again. Donna, thy husband shall rise again. Children, thy father shall, brothers, thy brother shall rise, sisters, what? You either breathe the book or believe it. See, this is, he shall rise again. He's talking to the sisters now, you see. They hurt, they're pain and pain. Go to the next voice now. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. We ain't waiting on all that day. You heard me? We're not going to wait for Lewis to resurrect. We're going to let him resurrect today in this service. Don't look for him physically. Don't look for him physically. But before I get to preaching, Lewis is going to rise up in your spiritually. You better hold on to your seat. I ain't going to preach much longer, but you better hold on to your seat because I feel the glory of God. I feel the presence of God about to walk in here. I feel the angels got to come up in here. Holy resurrection angels about to walk in this place to let the body of Christ know that God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. You can sit there all stiff and look at me, but I know what the power of God can do, and I'll get happy all by myself because I've been serving him for a long time. Yeah, sometimes you got people in service trying to intimidate you. Just sit there and look at you. I go with the one flooring me. Watch this. Martha said to him, I know that he should rise again in the resurrection. We don't have to wait for that. Go to the next voice. You don't have to wait. Y'all don't have to wait. Watch. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Woo, yeah, Lewis. Rise up, Lewis. Watch. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. You know what that means? Lewis is not dead. Lewis is alive in another realm. Boy, I'm going to tell you the truth. He's better off than you and I. Go to the 26th verse. Let's look at that a minute. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, what? You mean he ain't dead? You mean Lewis not dead? No, the real Lewis, the spiritual Lewis, the Lewis who got Jesus Christ on the inside of him. The Lewis who got the Word living on inside him. The Lewis who got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of him. He's not dead. We're dealing with physical Lewis. But spiritual Lewis is still alive. Absent. Talk to me up in here. If this earthly house of a tabernacle is dissolved, what? I have another building not made by hand. Eternal in heaven. Let not your heart be troubled. You that believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not, I would not have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you can be also. I want some Christian in you. Somebody who's a Christian and yell and shout. I want somebody, I want a Christian to shout. All the rest of y'all just sit there, but I want Christians to start shouting right now that Lewis is alive. He's with Jesus right now. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Brand new body, brand new life. I'm going to close a minute. I just. Jesus destroyed the burden of death. He destroyed the yoke of death. Jesus did. How many know that? How many Christians know that? But for us to recognize this today, we're going to have to move beyond the flesh. Talk to me. Some Christian talk to me now. Move beyond the flesh. You're not going to have no joy here this day. You can't have a joy when you got a physical separation. If you don't know the whole story. Because of all of us, if Jesus don't come, we will finally leave here. All of us. But I read in the scriptures, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Why do we want to put Lewis somewhere else? Why do you want to put him somewhere else today? Why are you sitting there all sad with no joy? He's absent from the body, but he's absent and present at the same time. I wish I had a Christian in here to talk to me. He's absent and present at the same time. In other words, you've been absent at one place and been another place. When you leave New Orleans, and go to Baton Rouge. You're absent from New Orleans, but you're present in Baton Rouge. Do you understand that? We got to get in this spirit world. We got to understand it, how it works. We are believers, right? We have faith, right? We trust God, right? We lean not on our own understanding, right? We acknowledge him in all our ways, right? And he direct our path. That's what's happening here today. I want this family to have some joy, too. We're not going to just have sadness. We're going to have some joy because we know Lewis fought a good fight. Shh. Somebody say hallelujah. Come on, we family. Come on, let's talk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, absent from the body and present with the Lord. Now watch what I say now, because it's going to help you. Late at night, it's going to help you. You can't know this from the outside. This must be revealed to you and given to you by the Holy Ghost. See, the Bible is not a history book. The Bible is a mystery book. It had to be revealed to you. Are you listening to me? Give me a few more minutes. Give me a few more minutes. Thank God the Holy Ghost is speaking today. I heard he's the comforter. I heard he's a helper. I heard the Holy Ghost. I heard he's a standby. I heard he can make a way out of nowhere. I heard he can wipe tears from your eye. Isaiah 10:27 said, because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed and the burden is removed. The burden of death and the yoke of death. Thank God the yoke and burden of death is removed by the power of the Holy Ghost. He died wearing a resurrection anointing. Because when you talk about wearing the anointing, it means Lewis was wearing the power of the Holy Ghost. Watch next now. Watch me, Donna. And the Holy Ghost can't die. Man, I'm preaching. Y'all ain't hearing me. And the Holy Ghost, he's wearing the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost can't die. What that mean? Lewis can't die. Lewis sleeping. The Bible called it sleep when a Christian died. So we are here to celebrate. We are here to thank God for all the things he permitted Lewis to see and to do in his physical life. But the half hath not been told. Now he's able to function in a heavenly body, in a realm that has no respect to problems, a realm that can't be broke, a realm that can't get sick, a realm that can't be sad, a realm that can't be stopped. We ought to praise him. Somebody praise him. He's in another realm. I said he's in another realm. We must thank God for all the good things he has done. And not let the enemy burden us down in the flesh. Shift. Children, shift. I ask you as Lewis' pastor, shift in the spirit. And hear the joy of the Holy Ghost. He's a mighty comforter. Shift, children. Shift in the spirit. I wish all of y'all was filled with tongue. I'll tell you, pray in the spirit. But I don't understand what happened in the natural. I go off in the spirit. As a Baptist boy, I fought the baptism of the Holy Ghost for a long time because I was too ignorant to understand what I was talking about. But a Baptist preacher daughter came to me for some counseling, and she didn't want to go to her dad. She came to me, and while I was ministering to her, she got on her knees. I said, let's pray. She got on her knees. I got on my knees with her, but she started talking in a strange language, and something started crawling all over me. I said, this girl need to be counseling me. This girl got something I don't have. And she kept ta 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 ta. I said, whoa, my goodness. I'm trying to pray in English, but I can't do nothing now because this girl, she's in another realm somewhere. This Baptist daughter, I call her name, you would know. This Baptist daughter, she praying. I said, what is this, Lord? He said, that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can have it. So I ran back on my knees. I said, I'm going to listen to her a little more. She was going ta 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 ta. I said, ta 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 ta. I felt some power start flowing. Some of y'all here for to hear that. Y'all Christian, that's another part. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is real. And I was held down from it a long time, but it changed my life. I've been, oh my, I can't go there. Let me close. Knowing the power. Well, the anointing is a supernatural spiritual standard. Resurrection means a spiritual rising up. He died wearing a resurrection anointing. Developing a faith that is packing resurrection power. Fully aware of everlasting life. Knowing that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of every believer. Understanding that physical life is not eternal. But in my spirit. That's 2 Corinthians 5:1. In my spirit. I got to read that voice. 2 Corinthians 5:1. If. For we know. How many know? How many know? How many know him? Come on. You're going to raise your hand up here. How many know him? So you in this crowd. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved, God Almighty, we know we had another building of God, a house not made with hand, eternal in the heaven. So when we know we have, Lewis knew, so he had. Good God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. I say, good God Almighty. We serve a big God. We serve a good God. We serve a loving God. If you under my voice this morning and don't know him, this is why you here, that you can get introduced to him. He's not a dead, dry God. He's a live God. I wouldn't stand here and just teach Lewis' funeral, but I got to preach a little bit. I serve a God that is a live God. He's a big God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. David said, yeah, do I walk through the valley and shadow of death. It's just only a valley. It's just only a shadow. I feel no evil, for his hand, the rod, and the staff, they comfort me. Even when I die, he prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Anoint my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I, Lewis, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, goodness and mercy, Donald, gonna follow you and those children the rest of your life. Yeah. Just keep up the bloodstained wagon. Yeah. Keep living for Jesus. Yeah. Keep giving him praise. Yeah. Keep worshiping him. Yeah. The Bible said God is a spirit. Yeah. Man that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Somebody said, Paul said, I'm led by the Spirit. I'm a son of God and I'm led by the Spirit. I might not see physically where I'm going, but I got another eyesight because I'm a child of the living God. How many are serving him today? How many know that Lewis have made a safe landing? How many know when you're wrapped in a resurrection anointing, death can't hold you, the grave can't hold you, satanic power can't hold you? He wrapped in Jesus, wrapped in the blood, wrapped in the power of the cross, wrapped in the power of the Holy Ghost, wrapped in God's mercy, wrapped in God's grace, wrapped in God's love, wrapped in God's goodness. Life is wrapped in God. Somebody shout in here. Shout and celebrate. Shout because we're children of God. Shout because God's hand is upon us. Shout! I want everybody here to know, on behalf of Lewis, I want you to know I love you. You hear me? Everybody in here, some of y'all don't know by name, I never met you, but I want to tell you on behalf of Lewis, as Lewis passed, I love you. And I want you to have the best. You understand me? We in this thing together. I want you to know you're going to have visitation tonight. You're going to have visitation. God's going to let you know he was speaking to you. He says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. That is yet a conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. That's the full duty of man. Love you so much, Donna. Children, I love y'all so much. And, you know, I won't give up on y'all. I'll be praying for you. If you need anything, I'm here. For the rest of the family who come and all the friends who come, I give you love also. All right? Anybody who's standing for healing in their body, going through something right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing over your body right now. There's an anointing here. I'm just trying to close, but I'm trying to listen to Lewis to see when to close. Because he would want me to minister over you because you came here with respect for him. And he trusted me for 37 years. So I just speak over everybody here. If you're going through some kind of family problem, marriage problem, I speak to it now in the name of Jesus. I speak, I eradicate, there shall not be no divorce. Be still and know I'm God. Shut up. Stop arguing and just listen and let God handle it. All right? I'm going to tell you right now, all your children are going to come out all right. They might be straight a little bit. All your grandchildren are going to come out all right. I speak over them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your marriage is going to be all right. Lewis, all right, Lewis, I'm going to talk to him. Your marriage is going to be all right. Your children are going to be all right. Your grandchildren are going to be all right. They might not look like they're going, but just stay praying for them. And don't cut up too much. When they come around you, don't be telling them all their bad habits. Just put your arm around them and say, I love you. And you finally get them. You see what I'm saying? But if you remind them of everything they're doing wrong, every time they come, they ain't coming back.